For those of you who don't know me, my name is Taylor Terrell. I'm currently a senior at Albia High School. And this fall, I am attending the University of Iowa with a major in pre-medicine and an emphasis on neuroscience. So that's me. My mother actually has always influenced my career. She's a nurse. She always had come home during my childhood and just talked to me about the variety of people she's helped throughout the day, and that kind of inspired me to do the same and help people in the same way. So let us bow our heads in prayer. Dear Lord, I pray that the message Haley and I preach today both pierce and penetrate the heart. Let us reach into the hearts of everyone here and even to people in the community. I thank you for the opportunity given to me today, and I pray that I do and say everything in your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. So I'd like to start out with a short little testimony. My mother, actually, both my parents have been very sick, actually, through my childhood. And eventually that actually brings us closer together. But so I grew up in a loving family, actually. I was very blessed to have both my parents help me out whenever they could. My parents did fight, or argue, just like every parent does. But at the end of the day, they always worked it out, just because they know they have four little kids depending on them, so every day they'd worked out, and that shows the love that our parents actually have for us. So at the age of 12, when I was 12, my father had a major heart attack, and that killed over 20% of his heart. It was like 25% of his heart, and he had this heart attack at the age of 34, which is almost unheard of, you know, because that's so young to have a heart attack. But it was that event that happened in my life that actually made me come to God and made me pray for the first time, actually. I was so nervous that I might grow up without a father. And so I prayed to God for the first time in the hospital with my father. And I just laid my problems at his feet, and I felt this like overwhelming calmness come to my heart and to my mind that everything was going to be okay. And I personally believe that was the Holy Spirit coming over me and calming me, telling me that my father is going to be okay. And about a week later, he came home from the hospital, and he recovered very fast for the size of heart attack he had. So that was definitely God's grace there. And that made me realize that God can do all things, you know. He can perform miracles like that. And so at the age of 15, my mother was diagnosed with late stage 3 breast cancer. And that really hit me really hard. I always wondered, I wondered what God's plan was for me then, if both my parents had, you know, suffered these hardships. And just like I did with my father, I had prayed and prayed for my mother, and she was actually given a month to live because they found the breast cancer so late. And you know, I personally believe if it was God's plan to have me grow up without two parents, that would have happened to me. But miraculously, about a year and a half later, she was diagnosed cancer-free. That was amazing, yeah. So despite those terrible things that had happened to me and that my parents' hardships that they have faced throughout their life, I personally believe that helped us as a family. We came together so close. Now we go out to like sporting events together or eat more meals as a family than we ever had before, because I believe that when they faced those health problems that they actually came to realization that this precious gift of life can be taken away at any moment. And so they definitely value their time with us now. So that's nice. So in honors of Mother's Day, I'd like to share some ideas and concepts that my mother personally has taught me. She's taught me 9 major concepts, and she's taught me these by stating things throughout my life. So I kind of put some quotes in here by her that each way she's taught me these things throughout life. So the first thing she taught me was logic. And so I'd be climbing a tree in the backyard, and I knew I wasn't supposed to climb a tree. She always told me, Taylor, no climbing trees, but that was the funnest thing that I did as a child. So I'd be in the backyard, and she would see me, and she'd say, if you fall out of that tree and break your neck, you can't go to the store with me. And then I'd learn quickly, oh, maybe I shouldn't be doing this. So she taught me logic in that sense of form. She also, or if everyone like wanted a specific type of clothing or did something and I wanted to do the same as them, she'd say, if everyone jumped off a cliff, would you do the same? And then she taught me she taught me principles of my life and how to value my own thinking and not follow everyone, be a leader and not a follower, how to think for myself, and that was really valuable to me. My mother taught me humor, so I'd be mowing the yard and wearing flip-flops, and she'd always tell me to wear tennis shoes, and when I refused, she would say, when the lawnmower cuts off your toes, don't come running to me. So she always taught me a sense of humor. Or when I asked what time it was for the fifth time that day, she'd say, time for you to get a watch. And I got so annoyed by that, but I learned quickly how to not ask. My mother taught me genetics. So when I would do something that would resemble someone else in the family, she'd say, you act just like your father. That could be good or bad, and depending on what I did. So. My mother taught me anticipation, so I'd be wondering what my consequence would be for not cleaning my room that day, and she'd say, just wait until your father gets home. And I felt the anticipating feeling. or I'd want these new pair of shoes, and she'd say, maybe we'll get them for Christmas, maybe not. It depends on how you act. So she did teach me anticipation. My mother taught me about receiving. She never spoiled me or any of us with gifts, actually, and she always just teach us to value each gift that everyone gave us, and that was like really valuable to me. I learned to not take things for granted that way, so it was really nice that she did that. My mother taught me about religion. So I didn't grow up in a very religious family. We didn't come to church every Sunday and things like that, but she taught me about religion. So I'd spill something on the carpet in the living room when I knew I shouldn't have had that in the living room anyway, and she'd say, you better pray that comes out of the carpet. My mother taught me about stamina. So this would happen when I didn't want to eat all the vegetables on my dinner plate, and she'd say, you'll sit there until that spinach is all finished. So that taught me to kind of resist all. My mother has taught me about justice. So this was also said when I would like throw an attitude or be disrespectful towards her when I was younger. And she'd say, one day you'll have kids and I hope they turn out just like you. Then you'll see what it's like. And lastly, the most valuable thing my mother taught me was love. So she'd always come to my sporting events whenever she could, take off work and things, but we'd be at some sport event and if I lost, I'd be so upset. I'm so hard on myself when it comes to sports and I lose. And she'd always say, Taylor, it's just a game. In the end, it's just a game. You know, win or lose, I still love you. And that also helped me get through those rough times when I was so hard on myself. So these 9 things that my mother has taught me, reminded me of a chapter, 1 Samuel chapter 1, about a mother named Hannah. And this mother named Hannah, she wasn't a mother at first. She actually couldn't bear a child for the longest time. She had troubles conceiving, and she prayed to God for many years for God to give her a child. And she promised God that if she got a child from him, she would dedicate his life to the Lord. Now, she was already dedicated to the Lord. She had been saved, and she just prayed to him every day. But she also promised that she would dedicate her son's life to the Lord. And eventually, the Lord blessed her with a son named Samuel. And she gave him, he lived in the church and served under the minister Elijah and Shiloh. So Hannah teaches us, she teaches us some really important things. She teaches us to never give up on prayer. So when she was not able to bear a child, and she kept praying, and she eventually, her prayer was answered. And for those of you who don't know, Samuel is a male name given, is a male name. And a surname of Hebrew origin, meaning either name of God or God heard. So God heard her prayer, so she named him after him. The second thing she taught us, she also teaches us not to forget the Lord when you receive what you prayed for. And so once she gave birth to Samuel and conceived of Samuel, she was so thankful. She thanked the Lord over and over again. And I think in today's world, we pray and pray for something And we want it so bad. And then once that prayer is answered, and it may not be answered in the way we want, but once that prayer is answered, we get so caught up in the moment and in the joy of that prayer being answered that we forget to give God credit for answering that prayer. So she teaches us to always be thankful and know that that's God's work. And the last thing she teaches us is to recognize that the Lord can do all things and that we shall thank him for the things he has done for us. So in 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 27 and 28, it says, "For this child I prayed for, and the Lord hath given me my petition which I asked of him. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord." And he worshiped the Lord there. So that's basically explaining how Hannah had thanked the Lord and that the Lord had given her that son. And after the child was born, he worshiped God for the rest of his life. So as I wrap up, I'd like to take time and realize exactly how often our mothers make sacrifices for us. This is shown through sporting events or pretty much anything. Our mothers do so much for us, we don't even realize it. I think we tend to forget that as we're getting older, they are too. And so it's important to value every moment with them. So go to the store with them, don't cancel your lunch date, and take time out of your busy life to simply tell you love them, because life is fleeting. Let us not forget the multitude of concepts and values our mothers have taught us and how they have helped shape our personalities, beliefs, and life in general. I will now close with a few Bible verses. And I did not know that Pastor was going to read these exact verses at all. Actually, I had no clue. So this is the way I ended my speech. But she is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Thank you. Proverbs 31, 25 through 30.
Nice job. Amen. Say, Haley, you want to come up?
Okay, so many of you know me, but my name's Haley Snyder, and I'm currently a senior at the high school as well. This fall, I will be attending UNI for education, and I'm going to teach 5th to 8th graders reading and do some special ed work as well, so I can't wait for that. So I've been attending this church since about 5th grade, and it was an old friend of mine that told me when I was younger, hey, if you go to church with me, you can go bowling. So, you know, as a 5th grader, you know, A, leaving town, and B, hanging out with my friends sounded pretty dang cool. So I was like, okay, I'll go. I went for a week, and that same week we got to go bowling. And little did I know how life-changing walking into these doors would be. Since then, I've got the opportunity to stand on the stage and perform for so many people and for God so many times. I've got the opportunity to lead in our youth group, which has been amazing because those are the, you know, ages that I want to work with anyway. So seeing those kids grow and just develop in the Lord has been so life-changing, and I love doing it every week. And then every 3 months, I get the opportunity to teach the 3-year-olds. And let me tell you what, that's life-changing in itself, working from youth group to 3-year-olds. Yeah, definitely found out that that's not the thing for me. So, before I get started, I definitely want to thank all of the mothers that are here. I want to thank my mom, as well as my aunt. They've both shown me so much in my life, and I'm thankful to have 2 women that have guided me throughout my life. As Taylor did, I want to share a testimony as well about both of the women in my life. So since before, I was thought of. My mom was diagnosed with a rare kidney disease called Alport syndrome. And what it really does is it slowly deteriorates your kidneys, with the ultimate ending being complete kidney failure. So right now, my mom is in the late stage of stage 4 out of 5. And so her kidneys function at 18%. And you get put on dialysis when they're at 15. So it's scary to see this stuff go through. And growing up, I had no idea what was going on, because you never hear about this disease, or you never hear about something like this affecting people until you're really in that situation. And so growing up, I learned a lot about love, and I learned about support and encouragement, which are three things that I'm going to talk about today, and just how much I feel that my mom and my aunt have taught me these things throughout my life. Growing up with a mom that was battling a disease such as this, I learned a lot about love and a lot about support, and just how important things like these are in a family or in a community or just in one's person, their self. With my aunt, once my grandfather got diagnosed with cancer when I was about 13, 14, I was actually in San Diego when I found out, so that was terrifying. But after it happened, my mom got depressed. And that, on top of her already fighting for her life, really threw me for a loop. But my aunt and my uncle were kind enough to take me and my younger brother in, and they served as parents for us as well. I could never be more thankful for them. And the things that my aunt has taught me throughout my life as almost a second mom are definitely going to be valued my whole life. She's taught me about love and support and encouragement, as well as 10 million other things that I could talk about, but I'm not going to. So today I wanted to take time and speak in threes, just like Pastor has done. I really like, because I feel like you're able to touch on different things. So today I want to talk about love and support and encouragement. But before we do that, I just want to throw in, I have a mini iPad, and I'm talking in threes, so I'm basically Pastor. Like I said earlier, I'm so thankful and so lucky to have both of these women in my life to help love and support me, and just not only cherish my time, but I'm thankful that I've got the opportunity to cherish their time throughout my life as well. And I know that I have so much more time with them. And I'm thankful that they've both been like a guiding hand and a guiding gesture throughout my whole life. And so the first thing that I really want to talk about is love. And with it being Mother's Day, love is such a huge thing to talk about. If you could, I would love for you to turn to 1 John 4:18-19. It says, "There's no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he loved us first." Let's pray. Father, we come to you today, and we want to just know that you want us to love one another, as well as love all the moms in the room. We want to know that you loved us first, and because of that, we are able to love one another and come to you every day and just be your children. We want to pray that my message just comes from you, and it really touches everybody in this place. We want to pray that all of your children learn something today and know that their mothers love you just as you love us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So today we show our mother's love and how it has led us to be the people that we are. So I truly believe that love is such a big thing that grows throughout everybody's lives. When you go out in the world and you know that somebody loves you, their impact on your life is going to be so much more greater than the best friend you thought you had in high school. So when I look back at that, I want everybody in here to think about their moms and just how much of an impact their love has had on your life. And that's really what I believe today is all about. It's the love that they have had that has impacted your life in so many ways. The love that we receive from our mothers in our lives is so heartwarming. It's life-changing. To me, I believe that it's never-ending, it's powerful, and that it provides us with a connection that we just can't put into words. How am I able to stand up here and truly explain to you the love that they have given me when I hear all the time, you will never understand just how much I love you? You're right. I can't put into words how much you love me because your love for me is so extreme. It's just like God's love for us. It's so extreme. And sometimes I believe that we don't understand just how extreme it is and just how much we need to value it. The second thing I want to talk about today is support. And the scripture that I chose for this is Isaiah 41:13. This says, when God holds your hand, he doesn't let go. When I think of this, I think of a mom holding a kid's hand and walking across the highway because you know that mom's definitely not going to let that kid's hand go. When they're walking across that highway, they're looking at that kid and praying that they don't let go or try to run because what could happen is just unimaginable. So when God takes our hand and holds us and supports us, that's what I think of. And when I think of our moms, I really do think that God has put that and instilled that into their hearts. If I'm going to hold your hand and never let go, hold your child's hand and never let go. Looking back, there's always been a hand to help guide me, with it being my mom. She's always told me, you know, like, live your best dreams, you know, like the sky's the limit and go on past the sky if you can. You know, she's always supported me. I've always had somebody to guide me along the way through sporting events. Just as Taylor said, I've had somebody there for concerts and games. And when I decided that I needed to travel halfway across the country, there's always been somebody there that has for me. There's always been that hand to guide me. And so support in my family is huge. With my mother fighting Alports every day with my aunt and my uncle supporting not only me, my younger brother, my younger cousin, and my grandparents in one house. Supporting one another is huge. And I think that when you live in a household with so many things going on, that just knowing that there is that person there to support you, that there are those people there to help guide you along the way, means a lot. My freshman year, when I decided to go out for FCCLA, I didn't know that that would be so life-changing for me as well. It has provided me with so many opportunities, just as this church has. But I walked in there, and they supported me with every decision that I made. And they've supported me with every decision that I've made, or at least most of the decisions that I've made throughout my life. And knowing that I have the same support on this earth from two phenomenal women in my life, just as like each of us have the support from God in our everyday lives, is mind-blowing to me. Just knowing that there's always those people there to support us, just as God is always there to support us, and we just take that for granted all the time. And so on Mother's Day today, I feel that sometimes we take for granted our mothers, and sometimes we take for granted those women in our lives that show us the support and show us the love that we need every day. And just as we do for God, we take the love and support and we take it for granted. And I'm not saying that we know that we're doing it, but we do. And it's just something that as we slowly start to be mindful of it, I feel like it will definitely change and that it's going to affect all of our lives in different ways. So the last thing I want to talk about is another big thing that radiates throughout my whole house, and it's encouragement. And for this, I chose Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. In this scripture, it's talking about how if we as God's children put our trust in him, that he will fill us with amazing things, such as joy and peace, and that he will allow it to overflow in all of our lives. But first, we must put our trust in him. When we sit as children, instantly, as soon as we come out, the first person we trust is our parents. And those are the first people that we want to gain trust to, and those are the people that we value the most in our lives. So as soon as we put trust in them, they're going to start filling us with these amazing things. And one of them is just encouraging me to do anything. So my mom's always encouraged me to follow my dreams and work hard. She's always shown me that it's important to love others and to, in some cases, think about them before you think about yourself. So my mom actually works in Ottumwa with the severe and profound special needs kids at the high school. And even though she is battling something every day that drains her, she is putting her life out there and helping to support and encourage these kids before she is taking that, before she is doing that for herself. And just watching that every day and just seeing that these kids learn something from her has really been instilled into my heart. And so she's encouraged me to always go for something and to always love others and to always just put my life out there to help others, because she knows that I can lead somebody to do amazing things as well. Because of this, I've set large goals that many may think that are unachievable, but because of this, I know that they are achievable and I'm going to achieve them. I have this overwhelming want and need to help people around me, and just a heart that's just almost too big for myself. I've realized that there are so many things around me and people around me that fill me with love and support and encouragement, and that the things that our parents do today are the things that our mothers do are what encourage us and support us and fill us with love and allow us to overflow with these things. So today and every day we serve our Lord, but today especially we need to serve our mothers as well and show them that because our God loves and our God supports and our God encourages us every day, that we need to show them love and support and encouragement just as they have bestowed onto us as well. We know that he has the abundance of love for each of us, that the support that he shows provides each of us with something that we need in all of our lives. And the encouragement that he shows us throughout our lives is just overwhelming. So at this time, as I wrap up, I want to bring Taylor back on the stage, and we're just going to pray over the congregation and over all of the mothers here today. So,
dear Lord, I want to thank you for everybody that showed up today, Lord. I pray that Haley's and I's message reached everyone here today. Help them realize how much our mothers do for us, how hardworking they are, Lord, and the sacrifices they have made through us throughout our whole entire lives, Lord. I pray that you touch each mother here today, Lord, and help them have a blessed week, Lord, and help them serve in your name, in Jesus' name.
Father, we do come to you this morning, and we lift up every mother and every woman that's just sitting in this congregation, and for all the women that were unable to be here today. And we just hope that those are the women that also seek you and value you. And we just want to pray that every child that's left sitting in this room has something that they realize, just how much love and support and encouragement, how many lessons that they have taught us, how many values our mothers have instilled in each of us. We want to pray that you enlighten each and every one of us, and that we pray that today we come closer to our mothers and that all of us come closer to you, Father. We pray that everybody just was pierced and penetrated by this sermon today, and that everybody just truly sees the values of each of our mothers, and that we need to not take advantage of them. We need to go out and spend sporting event time with them and go out to dinner with them and just tell them thank you and that we love them every day. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So happy Mother's Day, and thank you.